This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for April 3rd, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The National Transportation Safety Board yesterday released its preliminary aviation accident statistics for the 2008 calendar year, and the news is mixed. On-demand Part 135 operations, including air medical, air taxi, and air tour flights, had 56 accidents and 66 deaths. That's the highest number of fatalities since 2000, and up from 43 in 2007. The accident rate per 100,000 flight hours, however, remained virtually unchanged from 2007 at 1.52 versus 1.54. In general aviation, there were 1,559 accidents, 275 of which involved fatalities. A total of 495 deaths were recorded, one fewer than the previous year. The GA accident rate per 100,000 flight hours was 7.11. That's up from 6.92 in 2007. German officials tell us the reorganization of insolvent T-Alert aircraft engines is progressing, and a new company has been formed to oversee the company's assets as insolvency administrator Bruno M. Kubla seeks to find a qualified buyer. The newly established Centurion aircraft engines will be unaffected by the insolvency proceedings. An extended 2-year warranty from the new company will cover all newly manufactured Centurion engines and spare parts issued directly to end customers. Centurion will now be responsible for global sales of new Centurion engines, if it can find any OEMs willing to trust it as a source for new engines. The clock is counting down to the start of the stated window for launch of a multi-stage rocket by North Korea. Fox News cites North Korean sources in reporting the launch of the Taipodong 2 missile, which is now sporting a bulb-shaped payload cover, will happen between Saturday and Tuesday. The shape of the payload cover looks more like the satellite North Korea claims it is than the dummy warhead feared by Western intelligence. Regarding flights by U.S. RC-135 surveillance planes near the site, state-run radio from the North says, quote, "If the brigandish U.S. imperialists dare to infiltrate spy planes into our airspace to interfere with our peaceful satellite launch preparations, our revolutionary armed forces will mercilessly shoot them down," unquote. It's not clear with what. Japan is making preparations to shoot down any parts of the missile which threaten to fall on its territory. North Korea's broadcast response says the nation, quote, "will consider this as the start of Japan's war of reinvasion and mercilessly destroy all its interceptor means and citadels with the most powerful military means," unquote. Adding to the international tension, North Korea announced on Tuesday it will indict and try two American journalists accused of crossing the border illegally from China on March 17th to conduct, quote, "hostile acts," unquote. Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana has been picked as the new home of the U.S. Air Force's Global Strike Command, which will oversee most of the military's nuclear bomber fleet and strategic ballistic missile operations. In its announcement yesterday, the Air Force said the command will include both the 8th and 20th Air Force. 8th already is headquartered at Barksdale. 20th's headquarters is at F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming. The new command will manage B-2 Spirit and B-52 Stratofortress bomber operations. That capability was formerly managed by Air Combat Command at Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. As we've reported, the new command is part of a reorganization ordered by Defense Secretary Robert Gates following some embarrassing nuclear security lapses. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. Avidyne says it's ADS-B ready, and you may be too. L3 Avionics sounds taps for the era of steam gauge backups. And modern battery technology comes to aircraft backup systems. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock reports from Dallas on what happened at the first day of the annual convention and show of the Aircraft Electronics Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.